Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Rich Harvests, written by Alistair Begg and read by Kelly Givens. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." Matthew 9:37. All the year round, every hour of every day, God is richly blessing us. When we are asleep and when we are awake, His mercy waits upon us. The sun may leave us a legacy of darkness, but God never ceases to shine upon His children with beams of love. Like a river, His loving kindness is always flowing, with a fullness as inexhaustible as His own nature. Like the atmosphere that constantly surrounds the earth and is always ready to support the life of man, the kindness of God surrounds all His creatures. In it, as in their element, they live and move and have their being. Just as the sun on summer days gladdens us with warmer and brighter rays than at other times, and as rivers in certain seasons are swollen by rain, and as the air itself is sometimes filled with fresher breezes than at other times, so it is with the mercy of God. It has its golden hours, its overflowing days, when the Lord magnifies His grace before the children of men. The joyful days of harvest are a special season of abundant favor. It is the glory of autumn that the ripe gifts of providence are then generously bestowed. It is the mellow season when we enjoy all that we had hoped for. The joy of harvest is great. The reapers are ready to fill their arms with the abundance of heaven. The psalmist tells us that the harvest is the crowning of the year. Surely these crowning mercies merit a crowning thanksgiving. Let us render it by the inward emotions of gratitude. Let our hearts be warmed. Let our spirits remember, meditate, and think upon this goodness of the Lord. Then let us praise Him with our lips and honor and magnify His name, who is the source of all this goodness. Let us glorify God by offering our gifts to His cause. A practical proof of our gratitude is a special thank offering to the Lord of the harvest. Let's thank Him now. Lord, thank You so much for the rich harvests in my life. Thank You for the blessings of safety, peace, joy, beauty, work, and play that surround my life. Your loving kindness toward me is always flowing, and I am so grateful. Lord, help me use these blessings to bless others. Help me have eyes to see the needy and a heart that longs to give gracious gifts toward others, as You have graciously given toward me. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth. as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.